In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Many weeks ago, we began our Lenten journey together. Our heads were smeared with ashes to mark the start of this penitential season, a time of prayer, fasting, and study. It was our first step among many in following the path that Jesus set out on. Jesus, who set his face towards Jerusalem, has finally arrived in that holy city. The scene we witnessed and recreated outside is a spectacular one. It is fitting for a king. If we stop and put ourselves in the shoes of those people, we can hear what they must have been saying and what they might have been feeling. Word probably reached them that he was coming and might arrive any moment. They might have begun sharing what they had heard and seen of Jesus. "I heard he has the power to make lepers clean," one person says. "I heard his birth was announced by the angels," another says. "I heard he raised a man from the dead, ordered him right out of the tomb." "I've seen him before. He once took only a few loaves of bread and a few fish and somehow was able to feed thousands of us." "I am one of the people that he healed. I once was blind, and because of him, I can see." All of this sharing and wonderment and excitement whirling around the city, the question being asked by everyone, is this our king? Is this the Son of Man who has finally come to set us free? And then he appears riding a colt. People are so overcome with emotion, they use whatever they have on hand to mark his way, to create for him a royal procession. Palm branches are hastily cut down and spread out for him. The cloaks people are wearing are quickly shed and thrown on the ground before him. Shouts of joy and triumph and victory begin erupting. "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest heaven." For any human king, for any earthly political ruler, this would be a day of great conquest. This would be a climax of a great revolt, of a great revolution. For anyone in search of and driven by human needs alone, this praise and honor, this glory and power, this would be what they have sought after. This would be the reason why they first set their face towards Jerusalem, took their first steps. This would be their destination, their journey's end. But as we just painfully witnessed, this is not journey's end for Jesus. That was not why he set his face towards Jerusalem and why he took step after step along his way. Jesus has always set his face towards the cross. Jesus has always been making his way step by step towards the cross. One of the amazing things about our liturgy, our worship, is that it invites us to make the same journey as Jesus did. And one of the amazing things about our discipleship is that it calls us to follow and to live out the way of Jesus. We enter today into Holy Week. I pray and hope you can all be here for our services, so that you can walk alongside Jesus. On Thursday night, we will join him and his disciples in the upper room, where he got down on his knees and literally lowered himself before them and demonstrated for them what Christian service is by washing their feet. We will join them at table, where Jesus will take ordinary bread and wine, and he will declare to them and to us that it is now his body and his blood, given to us, given to the world for the forgiveness of sins. We will join him and his disciples in the Garden of Gethsemane, where his disciples failed and could not keep watch. It is in this garden where we will witness the anguish he feels at what he must face. On Friday afternoon, we will reach the destination of this long journey. We will witness the anguish and the horrors of the cross. This holiest of weeks begs the question of us, will we accompany Jesus the rest of the way? When life confronts us with suffering and trials, when life presents us with doubts and anguish, when life shows us a broken and unjust world, in these times and places, will we follow Jesus? Will we stand with him bearing the cross, not for our glory, but for the sake of all humankind? Courage. Courage is what Holy Week reveals to us in Jesus Christ. Courage is what Holy Week calls us to, and courage is the gift Holy Week grants us. In the words of a collect from a New Zealand prayer book, Jesus, when you walked the way of love, people shouted their joy, they shouted their accusations, they shouted their pain. Grant us the strength so that when the shouting ceases, we will continue to walk with you all the way to the cross, all the way to new life.